Hi there and welcome to this week's Woman to Woman with me, Jackie Haughey. My guest this week is Denise Mullen, psychologist and counsellor. She runs Joy of Connection and we will be chatting about the normal ups and downs of juggling church, ministry, the busyness of life and so much more on this week's Woman to Woman. So Denise Mullen, psychologist and counsellor, I know I've been introducing you as that just along the ways of people catching up, but you believe God is pouring out his spirit on people and dreams and visions are coming to believers and non-believers, and we need to take note of this and be very aware of it. I want to ask you about
if you have another, I just wanted to share this one. I have a short one, but it's really impacting. I don't know, is that all right?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. And the reason it's impacting is because I think it has to do with this coming harvest, you know, the harvest God speaks of, and the fields are wide under the harvest. Pray for workers to go into the field. The dream is beautifully spelled out. It dealt with personal issues within me. It dealt with the coming harvest. It dealt with how the harvest would be ruined if we turn our back on those that, from the enemy, that would come in and destroy the harvest. So the dream, I just had it maybe a few months ago, and it just has really impacted me, so I'll read it if you're all right with that. I was with friends at either Hunter's there in Ashford, the Carriage House restaurant, but this Hunter's, this place that was like Hunter's, was a combination of a working farm and a restaurant. So I was sitting there with my friends, and I looked up the country lane, and I saw coming at us two beautiful Frisian horses. Frisian horses are those big black horses with the long mane and tail you'll see in movies with the long fetters on their legs, the most stunning animals. So I looked up Country Lane, I saw two beautiful Frisian horses in full harness, and they were being used to pull a wagon and bring in the crops slash harvest. Pay attention to the harvest word. I was transfixed with their beauty and how regal they were. Several burly, stupid, old boy, redneck types, I'm just reading my notes, men were surrounding the horses, and as they passed by, I saw a huge 6'5" man on the back of the horse nearest me. He sharply yanked the curb bit in the horse's mouth, pulling him up and over, and causing the other horse to fall on him. So both were bruised and were in terror. It was clear the man did it totally on purpose, and he jumped off scot-free as the horses fell and were screaming in pain and confusion. All of those men stood by and laughed. I was so enraged that I was shaking all over, and I charged him without a thought of what I'd say. I just lunged in and was berating him, trying to scream my rage at him, but I literally became a 2-year-old in front of him and them, and my voice gave out and was merely a squeak. I became powerless, and I looked like a fool standing before this 6'5" bully who just laughed himself silly at my expense. As I awoke, you, Lord, clearly said these words: you must compose your words with truth, logic, wisdom, and soundness, and deliver it with dignity, and use your authority. So what he was training me to do in this dream, and which I've really been trying to pay attention to, is that when I'm confronted with an act of cruelty or a narcissistic bully, I just become in fight or flight. I'd be fight. I become enraged, and I just want to go over and set them straight. Well, it did zero good for the horses, for the situation, or for anything. And God's words, again, were, you must compose your words with truth, logic, wisdom, soundness, and deliver it with dignity, taking your authority. Those were literally the words God said to me again and again as I woke up from the dream. And I have come back to this dream again and again, paying attention and really teaching myself to be kind of holding hands with God as I confront narcissism. I work with men and women that are deeply narcissistic. And there are a lot of times when you need to confront with a sense of dignity and soundness, not out of emotion. So that dream has just been so helpful. And again, God uses the things that are specific to us. Like, I would have been crushed to see horses injured like that. And God uses some.
They were precious to you.
Absolutely. So it touched my heart like nothing else would, maybe. And that dream really impacted.
Wow.
So that's, he's teaching us all the time.
Absolutely. And I suppose you in that industry of being a counselor psychologist, you have to know how to deal with this. What about having a reoccurring dream of a person in the dream? The same person. Is that them or is that a representation of you? You know, when you dream of, like, say, a person from your school days over and over again.
Oh, I would, if I were sitting with you and you told me that, I would just say, let's go back and say, tell me all about the stuff around this person, all the incidents that are that you recall, and it'll pull out some material that is either a bit raw still or unfinished and still bothers you. And so we just kind of work through that together. So that would normally be, I mean, there are lots of dream interpretations to say, oh, every bit of every person that you ever dream about is yourself. I don't buy into that. There are many issues that could be impacting. Yes. There are many layers of symbolism, and not everything is this definitive, one-size-fits-all answer that's a bit shallow. We are very complex. We are very complicated creations that God made. You know, Psalm 139, he created us and knew every one of our days before any of them came to be. And so God knows us intimately. He knows the things that touch us, and he also knows the incidents we haven't worked through.
Well, that's all we have time for today on Woman to Woman. And if you've missed any of today's show, you can listen back again on our website by going to www.ucbireland.ie/podcasts and clicking on the link for our teaching programs. If you've any questions or comments about today's show, email me, jackie@ucbradio.ie. Thanks for listening. Until next time, take care and God bless.